Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Critics have been calling Khaki King a virtuoso ever since they got a hold of her 2003 debut album, Everybody Loves You. They gravitated to the acoustic guitarist's unusual tapping style and to her way with a melody. In the intervening years, we've learned something about Khaki. Apart from her immense talent, she's also a creative risk-taker. Khaki King has introduced other instrumentation into her work, and she's begun to write lyrics and sing. Khaki King has just released her fourth album. It's called Dreaming of Revenge. She joined us at World Cafe Live to perform songs from the record. Let's begin with Bone Chaos in the Castle. Chaos in the Castle, that's the track that begins the new Khaki King album, Dreaming of Revenge. Well, we began with that piece, Bone Chaos in the Castle. And how do you title things that are instrumentals?
Well, it's seemingly arbitrary, but actually you picked a good song for a good story. Bone Chaos in the Castle, I have a friend, Sarah DeCastro, and she's German, and she was in a car accident and broke her collarbone, and she affectionately refers to her broken collarbone as her bone chaos. And since her last name is DeCastro, that means the castle, so that was named for her, Bone Chaos in the Castle. While a lot of my song titles may seem whimsical and odd, or a variation of both of those adjectives, they're actually kind of always based in reality, in my reality in some form, in just a twisted way.
You have a stack, a little rack there full of ovations. And is there something about the way they hold the sustain that is important to you, or what?
The reason why they're so good for my playing is because I can use light strings but tune them very low. And this creates this really perfect action, which I can use for tapping. If I can use light gauge strings but then have them detuned to a lower note, it just means that they're a lot more flexible, stretchy. And so I can get away with a lot more physically as a guitar player. I'm not having to work as hard. And when you're working, 2 hours a night as a guitar player, anything that makes it easier. And they also just have this big, fat bottom. They have a really great bass sound to them. And I've always liked dark sounding guitars. So that's why they work. And what you're not seeing on the radio is that I have triplets. I have three black ovations with black straps. And I can't ever tell them apart. And they're always like, "Mom, why do we have to wear the same clothes?" I'm like, "Because you're identical."
Khaki King is our guest, and we're hearing tunes off Dreaming of Revenge, the new one, and what's next?
The song is called Life Being What It Is.
Life Being What It Is, another one from Khaki King's new one. Dreaming of Revenge, and she's playing live, actually on stage at World Cafe Live for us today, but no audience, which is unusual for us. You know, I was on an airplane a little while ago, and
you saw a movie.
I saw a movie. And you probably know which one I saw. I saw, and it wasn't.
Actually, I don't.
Well, it wasn't Into the Wild, which you've had some music on. You got some. Actually, the music didn't get nominations because it was previously written things.
The music got nominated for Best Score for a Golden Globe, but was ineligible for an Oscar nomination because of, I don't really know, a technicality, some sort of thing to do with licensed material versus owned material.
Well, the film I saw was called August Rush, and it was about an amazing guitar player who, just after picking up the instrument, sounded. I was watching. And I said, "God, this guy's stealing Khaki King's thing." And then, of course, the reality was that it was you. it was your hands and your tunes.
Not my tunes. It was a Michael Hedges tune and a previously composed tune which I rearranged a bit. But yeah, it was indeed my playing and my hands.
Now, I don't know. I thought, well, this is kind of amazing to assume that somebody, even as talented as August Rush was, could, after, like, you know, immediately
pick up a guitar. He's a prodigy. He's a genius. He's a modern day Mozart.
Yeah. Oh, and he played on the street, which was also kind of interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but speaking of prizes, the Pulitzer Prize for feature writing went to a piece a guy from the Washington Post wrote, and what he did is he put Joshua Bell, who is an amazing violinist, in a subway just playing with a case, and he's the most amazing violinist in the world.
Wow.
And nobody stopped. It was an amazing thing.
In D.C.?
In D.C. And
did he have a little monkey with a hat? He didn't bring his monkey.
He didn't. He probably didn't have an amplifier either, right? When you played on the street?
I had an amplifier and a monkey. And the monkey would go and snatch people's money. Actually, I was the diversion.
That's
really incredible that no one stopped. Now, here's the thing. I wonder if it was a corridor, because corridors are bad because people are on their way to and fro. Mm-hmm. And even if you are the best violinist in the world, if you're late for work, it's not going to make a difference. I would always marvel at people would think that high traffic areas. I'm an expert because I used to do this.
Yeah,
this
these job. Are great tips.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I don't mean, you know, I would love to read this piece because I'm sure it's very interesting. People would play in corridors, high traffic areas, but people don't stop. And I would actually never play in the subway during rush hour because the trains came too fast. Because I would make more money if people, honestly, it's almost like if someone had heard an entire song, if they had enough time, like 7 minutes or so, or 5 minutes between the trains at least, and it was quiet enough, and people were almost like, they felt that they almost owed me because they had experienced something and really enjoyed it, as opposed to just walking by. But that's certainly, I'm looking forward to reading that article because I'm sure there's some things that I could learn about it.
Now, being in the subway is better than being on the street?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. It's because being on the street, your sound just evaporates. There's nothing, unless you're, you know, if you have a really, for some random reason, a really good acoustically, a good, you know, place where your sound's bouncing off walls. It's otherwise, your sound disappears.
Khaki, thank you so much for
thank you for having us.
Playing live, real treat. Khaki King's new album is called Dreaming of Revenge. It's on Velour. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN and XPN.org. To hear my complete conversation with Khaki King, along with full performances, visit NPR.org. Thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.